Good morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today is Wednesday, April the 24th, and the mega caps are front and center here this morning with Meta reporting after the close. Stocks of most of them are priced to perfection, so any misses could be hurting. Tesla reported yesterday, and while the numbers were not great, Mr. Musk gave some positive guidance, stock up 10%. Unfortunately, we're seeing misses by a number of other big corporations here this morning, including Boeing, down slightly here this morning. General Dynamics missed, stock off 5%. On top of that, solid durable goods in March, up 2.6%, points to ongoing strength in the U.S. economy. It's hurting the bonds, down 45 cents on the 10 years. They now yield 4.65%. 10-year Canada's down just 30 cents, yielding 3.8. We'd be worse off if not for our Canadian retail sales. The core rate fell 0.3, that's ex autos, and shows that Canadian consumers are getting tapped out. That's hurting the loonie as well. As to back to the stocks here this morning, we are looking at minor losses across the board with the NASDAQ down 53 points, 15,643. The Standard & Poor's down 22 points at 5,048. The Dow Jones down 175, 38,329. The big losers on the Dow, and there's two-thirds are lower, include Home Depot, Amazon, and Boeing. We note most of the mega caps are up here this morning, except for Meta and Nvidia, both down 2%. As for the Canadian markets, well, most sectors are actually lower here this morning. Telecom, the worst performers, down 1.3%. Technology's down nearly 1%. And financials off 0.75%. At least we're getting a bounce in consumers thanks to a Metro. That stock is up nicely after a beat. Unfortunately, talking about getting beat, we had CP and CNR Rails not meeting street expectations. CN down 4.8%, CP down 5.6%. So transportation, which are under the industrials, are getting shellacked this morning. We also know Rogers came out with a nice beat, added 98,000 subscribers. Street not happy with that. Stock down 2.8%. Yikes. Overall, the TSX down 206 points at 21,805. Overseas markets had a great day yesterday. Well, so did New York and Canada. This morning, some profit-taking is the name of the game. Germany down 48, France down 13, London down 4. Asian markets a little different. Tokyo up 907, Hong Kong up 372 points. Both are up by over 2% this morning. In the case of Hong Kong, we're seeing rising iron ore and copper prices. In the case of Japan, we have a lot of export names moving higher here this morning, along with technology. We note Toyota up 3%. A weaker yen is also attracting buyers into the export-related stocks. As for the commodities, gold down $5, $23.37 an ounce. Copper up 2 pennies at $4.48. Crude oil down 50 cents, $82.86 a barrel. And that despite a 6 million barrel drop in inventories. Natural gas down 7 cents at $2.34. Last but not least, the Canadian loonie, and with the trade-weighted Dixie up 0.2 of a penny, no surprise the Canadian dollar a little bit weaker off 0.3 of a penny, but retail sales also clipping us. We're at 72.87 cents, which means it's going to cost you $1.37 for U.S. dollar, $1.46 for the euro, and $1.70 for the British pound. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.